L'Italia in Cucina. A journey in Italy through stories and recipes by Matteo Rubettino.
Welcome everyone again to L'Italia in Cucina by Matteo Rubettino. I have the big pleasure to be with you again today to explore another beautiful region from a beautiful country, our country, Italy. Today we would like to travel to Liguria, which is a coastal region of northwestern Italy, the third smallest of the Italian regions. Its capital is Genoa, and it is a popular region with tourists for its beautiful beaches, picturesque little towns and food. To explore this really famous recipe from Liguria that we'll tell you in a second, we are with Nico Pizzimenti, who is a consultant for La Svolta restaurant in Hampton and chef of the Grosner Hotel, who is going to open the end of January in St. Kilda East in Melbourne. Hello, Nico.
Hello, Matteo. How are you?
Which is the dish really famous from Liguria that you choose for us today?
Today we are going to talk about the farinata, a very easy and popular Ligurian dish.
What's the history of this famous dish?
Apparently, the soldier of the Roman Empire, when they were occupying the territory that now is called Genoa, around 2,000 years ago, they discovered this plate because they couldn't use the grain at the time. That was a bit too expensive, too bit luxury for the time. So they decided to go for something and cheaper, like the chickpea flour, but with the same result, like a lot of nutrient, a lot of like energy from it.
And as we know, a lot of really famous Italian recipes come from a really poor tradition, really poor history of the ingredients and the situation of those times. Which occasion can we see the farinata in Italy?
Oh, look, the farinata in Italy at the moment is one of the most popular or folkloristic plates. It's a plate that brings together the people, like we're having an idea of an Italian feast, an Italian dinner, and having all this big round table and the people sitting around with this big farinata in the middle and all sharing, like breaking peace with the hand and having like salami, prosciutto, all the different stuff. So plus or less is like all year, it's very traditional.
So we said there is a really simple dish. Which ingredients do we need to prepare it?
The ingredients are very easy. We're just gonna need 250 grams of chickpea flour. At the moment we can find it everywhere in every like supermarket. A half cup of good extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and around 3 liters of water.
With these ingredients, how many serves of farinata can we have?
Most of like depend to what we're going to use the farinata for. It's like the farinata could be used as a bread or as a side dish or but even like as an entree. So in the case if we're using it as a bread, you could easily go with 6 people. If we're using it as an entree, for example, like having an antipasto platter, yep, with the farinata, then I would suggest 4 people.
How long does it take to prepare and cook?
Because we're going to soak it for a long time, it's around 4.5 hours.
Okay.
And to cook is around 25 to 40 minutes, depend about the oven there. Every people got home, like different kind of ovens.
And which is the method that we have to follow to have a delicious farinata?
We need to leave the chickpea flour with some salt in a bowl, I would say around half handful of salt, cover with 3 liters of water, as I said before, or 4 if we want, depend on what we're going to achieve. And we're going to need to mix it in a bowl very well around every half an hour. So every half an hour just stir with a wooden spoon or something like that. In the meantime, we're going to prepare this tray for the farinata. The usual is in a round, very thin tray with the edge not too high. We're going to pour the olive oil in it and make sure they're going to cover all the bottom. And once it's like that, it's easy. Preheat the oven at 160, 170 degrees and start to pour the mix of the chickpea flour that at this time it will become homogene.
Yeah.
It will be like a very wet dough, let's say. And we start to mixing in these trays with all the olive oil until all the olive oil will be absorbed by the dough. Once there, we just put it in the oven until the farinata gonna take this golden brown color.
Okay, so the final signal to understand that the farinata is ready is the color.
Is the color. Until you're getting the golden brown color on top means that it's ready. Just take it out. Let it rest for a bit. We're suggesting a lot of like some fresh ground pepper on top and serve it easy.
Beautiful. There is any particular season that could be specific for this dish?
Look, I would say if there is any season, maybe autumn and winter, just because it's chickpea flour, but in Italy, in Liguria, is a everyday plate.
Good.
So they could have it like every day, all year round.
And Nico, even if I know that you are not from Liguria, because your background is Sicilian and you lived most of your life in Marche region, do you have any particular memories linked to the farinata?
Well, it's actually not the farinata, but one of the recipes where I grew up in Sicily is called panelle.
Pane panelle.
They basically, it's the same ingredients, but they just cook different. They just fried instead to baked in the oven. And like that's every time I'm thinking about a farinata, it actually come back to me all the memories from my grandmother's making pane panelle for like a little break in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's the most famous snack for the Sicilian. Beautiful.
And which delicious wine can you suggest us to match with the recipe?
I thought about a wine from Liguria. It's called Cinque Terre DOC, and it's made from three different grapes. Most of the time they are called Bosco, Albarola, and Vermentino.
And we have to remember that to all the listeners that maybe don't know this, that the Cinque Terre is a really famous area in Liguria. It's one of the most beautiful places in Italy. And this long stripe of land with coast and the sea, and it's really amazing. And I think that this wine, the name of this wine, came from the Cinque Terre, this region.
Because most probably, I don't know if this wine is going to be available for everyone in Australia to find, I thought to use a Pinot Grigio.
A good alternative that you can easily find. So thank you very much, Nico, for showing us this amazing recipe.
Thank you very much, Matteo. Hope to see you soon again.